Niall, so close but so far, the pure emotion of sport, must be a tough dressing room in there because you had it almost in your hands.
Yeah, it's quite a dressing room in there. It's gut-wrenching, especially when you feel like you were the better team and you put yourselves in great positions to win the game, and probably just the last 2-3 minutes Galway probably showed a bit of experience and a bit of class, but like we had opportunities to win the game. And but yeah, it's just so disappointing, extremely disappointing.
Yeah, it's the performance. I think the Galway team reaction probably summed it up for me. There wasn't a flicker of emotion. I think they knew how very, very lucky they were.
Yeah, I think someone said there they probably got out of jail, and maybe they did, but I think we were full value for our performance today. It wasn't a shock to me, or I know to others in there. Like, we really, really came here with a lot of belief that we could turn them over. I know people around the country probably didn't have that same belief in us, but we had it. Like, we've an experienced team now. We had a good Division 3 and we weren't too far off getting promoted, and I suppose the Galway lads had probably a few injuries there, so we felt like maybe they dropped back towards us in comparison to when we played them last year. So yeah, look, it's hard to look at any positives now because it's so gutting. It's been probably, I think 2015 was the last time we had a big Connacht win, and just, yeah, it's just one left behind us now.
It's going to be cruel me saying this, but it felt like you had it there during the second half.
With 5 minutes to go, I thought that it was game over. You know, I thought we were really, really going to do it. And yeah, just a few things didn't click our way. And I don't think it was inexperience. I honestly don't think it was. I think we were really, really calm. We were calm going down the stretch. We were calm at half time. We prepared to be there. I honestly think we prepared to be there. So just a few mistakes and a little bit of green maybe didn't get us out of jail today. But look, it's positive. I think come Wednesday, Thursday, we'll start to look at the positives, and I think 3 weeks time we're out again. So
yeah, because it was a special occasion here, the game being taking place in glorious sunshine, real championship feel, real Connacht championship feel, huge crowds, huge Sligo crowd as well. There's something building here now. I know it's going to be so cruel right now looking forward, but you're more than capable of giving a good stab at the Talent Cup now.
Yeah, look, that's definitely be the goal. I know we'll probably take a few days off and we'll regroup then again, and yeah, give that a right go. But look, Sligo is building. Like, we've had some good underage success, but it doesn't always mean you're going to bring it through to senior. I think, you know, being the age of our team is probably 26-27, so it'll take 3 or 4 years for a lot of them young lads to come through. That's just the reality of it. But yeah, hopefully there's something building, and we'll definitely give Talent Cup a right go.